And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with us here again, speaking of the arts. Happy Halloween. Is it so boring and sleep-inducing to be here with me, Robert?
How are you? Well, I'm here with two beautiful ladies. Why would I argue? I just found out that one of them is a hooligan, and I just love that.
Jay Hennigan is here to talk about the Sacred.
No, Hooligan, not Hennigan.
She's in a band called the Hooligans.
JJ and the Hooligans.
And yes. JJ and the Hooligans. So she is therefore thus a hooligan.
I am hooligan on random Friday and Saturday nights.
You can see it in her eyes.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Come see us at El Farol next week.
But that's not what we're here to talk about. Acequia Madre Elementary School is having an art auction.
Yes, it's the 60th anniversary of Acequia Madre Elementary School, the oldest schools in our town, one of the only arts immersion public schools in Santa Fe. And it's the 20th anniversary of our art auction. Great shopping, all for a really good cause.
And the cause is the arts program specifically?
It is arts immersion program at Acequia Madre, but it's also our sports teams, our teacher enrichment. It's all the things that the school district can't cover. So a lot of important services and programs actually are funded by this event every year.
And when is it?
It's Saturday. November 1st.
That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. 5 to 9 p.m. At the convention center. Tickets are $15 at the door, and there's free childcare. We do need to hear from you, get an RSVP so we can plan for you, but your kids can frolic and play and do crafts while you shop for...
Frolic. They can frolic.
They can run crazy in the whole convention center. It's at the convention center, right?
It is. It's at the convention
center.
They're
going to, children will convene.
Exactly. So while you're shopping for holiday gifts and your corporate gift baskets and all of those goodies and jewelry for yourself, your kids can be blissfully away.
Oh, wait a minute. What are some of the things you're offering? Gift baskets,
oh,
jewelry?
Oh, man. It's, my particular favorites right now, I'm obsessed with the necklace that we were donated by Karen Melfi Collection that's gorgeous. It's like a black chain mail with pearls and pyrite. I'm going to be
competing
table for
it
sure.
Sounds like an inside job here.
Is it, auction type
it's
of thing?
It's live and silent auction.
Oh, okay.
All through the night. But with food and music, which is also super fun. So you can bid throughout the night. You can also participate in the live auction for some of our bigger ticket items and some of the class projects, which are pretty phenomenal. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm a parent. What I love, too, is that now, because we've moved this event to November, we have a whole section of gift baskets that are ready to grab. So, a Christmas gift basket, a family movie night gift basket, or a little reader's gift basket. You can buy this thing, re-gift it for the holidays. It's ready to go.
Oh, you do your Christmas shopping ahead of time to avoid the rush.
Absolutely.
You do your Christmas
shopping. Why write a check to Harry and David if you're going to, buy gift baskets anyway? Have it go back to our school. So lots of awesome deals at the Acequia Madre auction.
All right. And what time is this event at?
5 to 9 p.m. this Saturday. That's tomorrow night at the convention center. You can buy your tickets at the door to reserve a spot for your kids in the free childcare. You call 467-4000. Also, if you want tickets ahead of time, please call our office, 467-4000. You can get tickets there or find out more information. But it's super fun. I'll be there. I hope you will be, too.
Aren't the kids going to be hyped up from all the Halloween candy?
I hope so, because that makes it super fun for the child care providers.
Yeah, the frolic facilitators.
Yeah, well, she didn't say
it's going to be ignited by, chocolate and, pixie sticks.
Yeah. Why did Mary Charlotte, why did we volunteer to be the facilitators for the child care? This is beginning to backfire.
Because frolicking and antics are related.
Wait a minute,
by
can I pull off some monkey shines too?
Absolutely. I'm hoping some of your listeners can go too.
Excellent.
On
well,
our
that's
dollar.
That's why we're talking about it. Dear listeners, tomorrow, 20th annual art auction, Acequia Madre Elementary School, 5 to 9, Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Jay Hennigan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for letting me plug our event.
You hooligan, you. I'll see you later.
Yeah, JJ and the Hooligans at El Farol.
All right, Robert Knott, what's going on this weekend?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What's going on tonight? It's Halloween. It's Halloween on a Friday. That only happens from time to time.
What do I look like here? The shell answer, man? What do I do?
Well, first of all, you're wearing antlers and a moose costume.
I got up late this morning. I rolled out of bed. I was kicked out of bed by my bedmate, the beautiful Rio, the puppy dog, Boxer
Pitbull.
He
Rio's not really a puppy anymore.
He does not want to wake up in the autumn, in the winter. He just lies. He's like, it's dark, get back to sleep, and you're not going anywhere. But this morning he wanted to get up, so he kicked me out. I look at the clock. I know I have to come on your show. I quickly brew up some coffee. The kitchen sink is full of dishes that are soaking from the night before. And I run over here to be with you to tell you that it's Halloween. Yay!
It's Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too. So what can you do? Well, there's lots of things. You can pick up the Pasa Tiempo, the arts and entertainment guide for the Santa Fe New Mexican, which is the best arts and entertainment guide in town. And you will discover, among other things, that the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the stage version, is coming to the Lenzic 11 p.m. tonight.
Excellent.
No, it's coming to the Jean Cocteau.
The Jean Cocteau.
Sorry.
Even better. Yeah. Intimate space and lots of opportunity for dressing up and screaming and yelling and things like that.
I can't tell if it's the movie and then some of the cast is. I think it's a live cast show. It's a little. There's a little blurbing Pasa Tiempo about him. A little. Nonetheless, 11 o'clock, Jean Cocteau. Go do the time warp. Okay, what else do you want to know about? The Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino has a zombie rave Halloween party, if anybody cares. That's tonight, 8 o'clock. So if you want to be a zombie raver, you can go to that. And there's a whole bunch of Halloween-related events listed in the PASA that I will skewer through very quickly here. For example, the Bradbury Science Museum has weird... I'm messing up already. Let's slow down. Stop pushing me.
Why don't you... Well, it's that you can't see through your moose mask.
All right, here we go. There is the Pajarito Environmental Education Center on Orange Street in Los Alamos has a nature-themed Halloween. Not too spooky activities for kids of all ages, 1 to 3 p.m. Kids have to be accompanied by an adult, a very small fee to get in. I will say that there's many movies where plants come to life and eat people, and I've seen them all. So we're hoping this nature-themed Halloween doesn't end up with such carnivorous hijinks. You can go over to the New Mexico State Records Center on Camino Carlos Rey. I wrote a story about this in the main story for Get Spooked, real-life stories of New Mexico's history, which is scarier than anything you'd encounter with a walking skeleton or a pumpkin head guy. Kids can go to that. It's noon to 2 p.m. There's going to be costume contests for both adults and kids, so I fit in both categories. And there's going to be candy and trick-or-treats, which is fun. And there's going to be spooky stories being told, which I'm going to avoid 100%.
Tell us a little bit about New Mexico's scary history.
Well, you got murderers, you got thieves, you got guys that were hanged. Blackjack Ketchum was hanged. His head popped off. He lost his head over the matter. So there's photos of that. There's witchcraft trials. There's the Frogman of Mora. There's a newspaper article. If it's in the newspaper, you know it's the truth.
It's from you write for the newspaper, and everything you write is absolutely true.
When it's in the newspaper, most of the time, you know it's true. so that's a really, it's an interesting exhibit over there in Camino Carlos Rey. They got a great state record center over there. I can't pitch that enough. The Haunted Library Halloween Party at Vista Grande Public Library, which is in El Dorado. That's 5 to 7 p.m. tonight if you're out in El Dorado. There's Frito Pies, finger food, punch, games, a costume contest, of course. That's tonight at Avenida Vista Grande. And finally, Weird Science is what I was saying, but I had the wrong museum. It's the Children's Museum, our wonderful, beautiful Children's Museum.
Excellent.
Here in Santa Fe has Weird Science at the Children's Museum, 1050 Old Pecos Trail, spooky science, crafts. Wise Fool will have stilt walkers, and there'll be experiments.
Ooh.
I know. I hope they don't pull any on me. 4 to 7 p.m., you got to pay to get in, but there's discounts for those who wear costumes.
So you'll just slip right in.
Well, if I slip right in, I ain't going to be in a slip. That'd be embarrassing.
That's true.
Unless I slip on a banana peel.
The antler and the slip thing doesn't really go.
Antler and antics go together.
New Mexico School for the Arts presents a musical tribute to Mara Robinson, performed by the NMSA Vocal and Instrumental Students on Tuesday, the 4th of November at 6 o'clock at the Lenzic. And let's see, doesn't say what time, but... NMSA is, I think, on the web at nmschoolforthearts.org.
And here's to you, Mara Robinson. School for the Arts is having a concert for you. Woo, 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 woo. Remember that song they wrote about her?
Yeah. And Death and the Maiden continues at Teatro Paraguas. I guess it just opened. A play by Ariel Dorfman, directed by Rick Vargas, and it's a very powerful play about very tough themes, but it's going on, let's see, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 o'clock for the next several weekends.
And the children's area, you were talking about School for the Arts. It's a very interesting play from the 30s. Lillian Hellman wrote it. It's really about false accusation. It really predates in a lot of ways the McCarthy era of the 50s, which, by the way, Hellman got wrapped up in, set at a girls' school. And they're doing a production of that. I don't know who's directing it. I better keep quiet. I don't know if it's Elizabeth Wiseman or Joey Chavez, one of the teachers over there. But at 7 o'clock, you can tonight and over the weekend, 989-4423. And the Santa Fe Playhouse has Quilters, which is the 1982 musical by Molly Newman and Barbara Demeshek. 7:30 show at the Playhouse, which is on DeVarga Street. And it looks like Rocky Horror is an Albuquerque-based cast is going to perform in conjunction with the screening of the movie, according to the Paso Tiempo, so I'm getting that a little more straight.
Okay.
11 p.m. Discounts are available.
And that's tonight?
Yeah, tonight at 11.
Excellent.
Do you remember seeing Rocky Horror for the first time?
I do.
What happened?
There was a great deal of frolicking and antics.
This, every time I come on your show, you use the same verbs. This amazes me. And they're not even
That's
all verbs.
Because you're my mentor.
Well, maybe so. Well, I'm a man after all, so.
This Saturday at Opsit Books at 4 o'clock, there is an event with Sherry Burr, author of A Short and Happy Guide to Financial Well-Being. She's a Regents Professor of Law at UNM, and she's published 20 books and hundreds of articles for the general public, and she has lectured all over the world, and she's talking about her, let's see, it's a new version of this book, A Short and Happy Guide to Financial Well-Being, which is an award-winning book. Okay, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock, at also at Opsit Books, a reading and signing with Gregory Ziegler, author of The Straw Hat That Broke. And here is a little review of that. While reading Greg Ziegler's new novel, The Straw That Broke, not The Straw Hat. What am I saying?
I don't know.
The Straw That Broke, as in The Straw That Broke the Camel's Back. Anyway, when he was reading The Straw That Broke, this reviewer kept thinking of Roman Polanski's film Chinatown and Mark Reisner's classic tome Cadillac Desert, both about water politics in the West and the corruptive criminal elements that take hold when large sums of money are at stake. On Sunday at the Jean Cocteau at 3:30, Pulitzer Prize finalist, Penn Award winner Lydia Millett will be at the Jean Cocteau in conjunction with Opsit Books. There's free tickets over at the Jean Cocteau or Opsit. And let's see, this will feature Millett's book for teenagers, Pills and Starships, as well as she will launch her new adult release, Mermaids in Paradise.
Uh-oh, that's an adult release? I probably saw that when I was playing at the cinemas back in the 70s.
Yes.
Hey, look.
And so that's it.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, what do you think of that?
The Creature from the Black Lagoon, let me see the creature. You're looking at the woman in the bathing suit, which is next to the creature, but the creature is sort of reptilian, with webbed hands and feet.
This is the 60th anniversary of Creature from the Black Lagoon. There's a new book about the creature pictures called The Creature Chronicles by Tom Weaver. Has nothing to do with Santa Fe, but I wrote a really wonderful piece. I mean, I wrote a piece that is pretty fun about it in Paso Tiempo today because I like the creature.
Creature features.
Did you watch those when you were a kid?
Of course.
Really? Do you remember any of them that scared you?
Yes.
Which ones?
Horror Hotel.
Horror Hotel?
Yes.
Why would people check? Like, if you were driving along the road and you just, let's stop for the night, honey, we're exhausted. Why would you pull into the sign that says Horror Hotel?
Because that's not what it was called. That was the name of the movie.
So they tricked you with a different name.
Moving right along, the Citizens Climate Lobby is having their monthly meeting this Saturday from 10 to 2 at La Montañita Co-op Community Room on Alameda Street. And they do a call to somebody who is working on a national level on climate change problems. And this year at 11 o'clock, the national call is Charles Kennell, former director of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. And he will be talking about climate change and global warming and so on.
Let's plug some nightlife. It's Friday night. You want to go out. Maybe you're in costume. So here we go. I'm going to throw five or six options at you. Gotham City Halloween takes place at the Blue Rooster, which is on Marcy Street. I think that's just brand new opened. That might be where, I can't remember what the name of the other place was, Roost Cat was. There's a costume contest with DJ Una, 8 o'clock to closing, call for cover. If you go to the Cowbar Girl Barbecue on DeVargas, you're going to see, on Guadalupe, you're going to see Brent Berry, Americana Bluegrass at 5, followed by Chango, 8:30, dance band, call for cover. El Farol has the Monsters Ball. It's a costume contest in music by girls, night out at 8:30. Call for the cover. Pretty good, huh?
That was very good.
Jimmy Stadler Band is a terrific dance band.
For those
band.
People younger than Robert Knott, he was alluding to a song that was popular in the 70s called The Monster Mash.
It was actually popular in the 60s, and then he redid it 10 years later, and it was a big hit again.
Ah.
That's one of those things you learn when you listen to the oldies channel and they do trivia when you're trying to figure out how to do your income taxes.
Yep.
Jimmy Stadler at La Fiesta Lounge tonight, 8 to 11, a great dance band. And you can always go to Second Street Brewery for a Halloween party with Americana band Boris, and the Salt Licks, 6 to 9 p.m. So there's lots of stuff to do. Tonight, you can go out, you can dance in or out of costume. Well, you out of costume, at least wear something.
Boris and Natasha, Moose and Squirrel.
Oh, you like that show.
I love that show. But you're dressed as a moose, so it all fits together.
This is baffling. I wonder if I'll get shot today. I mean, there's enough guys out there that want to shoot me for other reasons from being a moose, mostly because I'm a wolf. Hey, we got any kitty cats to do so I can purr behind you?
Oh, I will look in a moment. I don't know. I didn't see the kitty cat of the week, but I'm sure there is one. So let's...
Oh, wait a minute. I need some help. I don't want to distract you too much, but real quickly, I helped you so much last week. I was like impervious
you
to
you. You did, and you were
abilities.
So funny. And we got letters saying, you guys are really funny together.
Well, of course we get letters. I always get letters all the time. And usually they say IOU or FBI or COD, but never mind that. What's the name of the puppy?
Lollipop.
You picked Lollipop?
Yes.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop. So how's the puppy responding to the name?
She knows her name.
That quickly? She must have been listening to the show.
Probably.
Oh, that's amazing.
She is an avid radio listener.
Well, most dogs like newspapers when they're that little, too.
She tunes into 101.1.
Well, naturally, that's KSFR FM.
That is.
Mary Charlotte, Mary Charlotte, how you doing?
So I got a note saying that on Tuesday, November 4th at the James A. Little Theater in Santa Fe, a large troupe of Rajasthani musicians and two incredible dancers will be sharing their art deeply rooted in the original birthplace of the Roma people known to many as the Gypsies. If you know anything about the sound and history of this music, you know it is a rich, playful, complex style of music interwoven with an ancient form of storytelling through dance. The group is coming directly from Rajasthan, and some of them, including the dancer, can be seen in the Tony Gatliff film Lachodrome, which came out in the 90s. That was an amazing film. I actually bought the DVD. It's a beautiful film. And the soundtrack.
See, that's the difference between you and I. I would have said, hey, there's some great gypsy music.
Between
over
you and
Little.
Me. Now, I'm reading this very passionate email that somebody sent.
Well, that's where you're
okay, very
there's
honorable. Gypsy music at the James A. Little on Tuesday, November 4th.
Beautiful. That's the difference between I and you. You and me?
You say that's the difference between you and me. You don't say that's the difference between you and I.
I say both. You respond either way.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, one way I respond by saying that's bad grammar.
Well, my grandpa wasn't so good either.
Anyway, it's at 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
November 1st is the Day of the Dead, so El Día de los Muertos, Celebration of Life, is at Teatro Paraguas, Calle Marie, off of Henry Lynch Road. Poetry, music, dance, drumming, dance, and bonfire. Community altar, dinner. 4 to 9 p.m., really inexpensive for adults. We can't say prices on the air. Free for kids under 12. El Día de los Muertos at Teatro Paraguas, 4 to 9 p.m. Saturday. Is
yes.
Saturday Day of the Dead, or is it's November 1st, right?
I think, isn't that event on Sunday?
You know what? You're right. Great catch. Sunday.
Yeah.
And then at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe en Camino de la Familia, off of Paseo de Peralta near the rail yard, is Vivos Entre los Muertos. Day of the Dead and the 20th anniversary celebration of El Museo Cultural. 9 to 4 all day long. 992-0591 for details. So there are a couple of thank you for correcting me. November 2nd, Day of the Dead events.
It's a very nice weekend, and also I think that the clock changes, and so we get an extra hour of sleep on Saturday night.
Oh, we better talk about this. What are you kidding me? When does that happen?
Isn't that this weekend?
Oh, you're asking me? I didn't even bring my watch. So what? Are we back or forward?
We will be falling back. 1 hour. So when it's 2 a.m, you can change your clock back to 1 a.m.
If someone's chasing me, is that going to help me if I deceive them by moving it back?
No. Well, you can try it. Go ahead and try it. At Santa Fe Prep on Monday, the 3rd of November, there's a free event. It's called An Evening with Endurance Hiker and 2012 National Geographic Adventurer of the Year, Jennifer Farr Davis. It's a presentation about wilderness adventure. She has logged over 12,000 miles on six continents, including hikes of the Pacific Crest Trail, the Colorado Trail, Vermont's Long Trail, and many trails in Europe and all over the place. So for more information, you can call Santa Fe Prep at 795-7516.
Can I do some more Halloween-related stuff?
I don't know. Can you?
In Cerrillos, at the Encaustic Art Institute on County Road 55A, the fourth annual Encaustic Wax Exhibition. It's a group show over the weekend, noon to 5. Weekends are by appointment. My question is, do the wax exhibits come to life and chase you after dark? The Dia de los Muertos show in Española is at Anthony's at the Delta on Paseo de Oñate. It's 5 to 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And Los Alamos is doing an old play. I think it's Agatha Christie book called And Then There Were None.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of people show up on an island and somebody's killing them off.
That's
one by one.
And it has to be, there are only 10 people on the island. So either there's somebody who's hidden or it's one of them.
It's like going to a horror hotel, only you go to an island. Anyway, so you can check out the Los Alamos Little Theater's website and find out more. And real quickly, also up in Los Alamos, this is not quite Halloween, but the Salzburg Marionette Theater at the Duane Smith Auditorium on Diamond Drive, they're going to be performing in collaboration with pianist Orion Weiss. This is a Los Alamos Concert Association event at 7 p.m. Saturday. You do have to pay to get in. Check out ticketsantafe.org. And there is one more Halloween thing, Madrid. Joe West's Theater of Death. Engine House Theater in Madrid, a series of dark comedies with live music. I'm glad something's alive down there at the Theater of Death. 8 o'clock Fridays and Sundays through November 9th. You got to pay to get in. 988-1234. Same thing real quick. Why would you go to Horror Hotel or why would you go to the Theater of Death? Like, you would see it on the marquee and you would say, we're not going there. Let's go see the petting zoo, right?
I think you, of all people, would probably just walk right in and say, I'm here.
Come to think of it, you're right.
Noted pianist Ron Grenage is performing a recital of Russian piano favorites to benefit the Santa Fe Community Orchestra on Saturday, November 1st at 4 o'clock. That's tomorrow in the sanctuary of St. John's United Methodist Church at 1200 Old Pecos Trail on the corner of Cordova Road. Hey, is that the pumpkin church?
You know what? Come to think of it, I think it is. There might still be pumpkins for sale at the Methodist church there.
The program includes works by Rachmaninoff, Shostakovich, Prokofiev, Scriabin, and Ron will be providing commentary from on stage.
That's pretty
good. It's a free event. It's also a fundraiser for Santa Fe Community Orchestra. Feel free to come enjoy the music and make a generous donation to support the season of free concerts, free education programs, and free special events. You can also donate online at sfco.org and find out what they're doing. And it should be a wonderful concert tomorrow. Nice thing to do the day after Halloween. And Santa Fe Community Orchestra just does a fabulous job. Big kudos to them.
What do you know about the KSFR election night preview of Collected Works on Sunday?
You tell us.
Well, the bad thing is the listing on the paper doesn't have the time. But Collected Works on Galisteo Street, a terrific independent bookstore, is going to have KSFR radio host Zuby Wilson and political commentator Joe Monahan.
That's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you. It's not in the Pasta listings. The Pasta listings are generally really good, but thank you for saying that. So they're going to be discussing the election, which, let's remind people, that's Tuesday. If you haven't voted, you should vote, regardless of your political feelings. And as a note,
to express your political feelings.
Most of the public schools are closed Tuesday because a lot of them are open for the election. And I think that's a good idea because then you don't have all these people coming in disrupting. So kids, apparently on election day, a lot of you are going to have to find childcare.
And also on Sunday at 3 o'clock, New Mexico Literary Awards is pleased to announce the 2014 Gratitude Award to Miriam Sagan for her fine community work in poetry. And to Dorothy Massey and Mary Wolf, co-owners of Collected Works Bookstore, for their notable store as well as their generous presentation of first-rate literary events, and that is at Collected Works Bookstore. That should be fun.
I think it should
be
fun.
You can go to the election thing in the morning and then hang out and do all your Christmas shopping, and then you have it over with, and then you can just tune out the entire month of December and go to two events at Collected Works.
This is a favorite from once the election's over. I get very enthused about Thanksgiving, reindeer, snow. What are you talking about, tune out? This is a great time of year. You always
no,
have
it's just the shopping thing, the commercialism.
I don't bother going to shopping at all, and I don't watch commercials anymore. You have to turn that TV off so you don't watch this stuff. You're going to go out and invigorate yourself with the
I
air.
I don't even have TV. I mean, I have the device, but I don't have the cable or the satellite or anything.
I'm in the same boat.
I have an antenna. I have an actual antenna on the roof. I had somebody come up and put an old-fashioned antenna, and so I get the Albuquerque stations.
That's interesting. I don't have TV either. I own a TV, and I can play DVDs, but I don't watch television. I get a lot of news off of my laptop. So what time is it?
It is 8:56. Oh, my goodness. We're not getting.
What happened to the kitty cat?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I got a kitty cat thing. If I did, I'll have to read two of them next week. But the City of Santa Fe Arts Commission Community Art Gallery presents End of Days.
Uh-oh.
And it is an art show that opens today. There's a reception from 5 to 7. And it runs through the 31st of January. And all kinds of artists are involved in this. And I guess it's somewhat Halloween related? I'm not really sure, but it's called End of Days, and it has very small print that I can't read.
Halloween is going to be so much stuff. If you go to the Jean Cocteau tonight before the Rocky Horror Picture Show at 11, Misty Lee, she's a magician.
Oh, I saw her performing there.
What happened?
She did magic tricks. I figured out about 3/4 of them, but there were some that I could not figure out.
She's also a seance medium.
Oh.
And for
reals?
I don't know. I've never seen her do a seance, but... Anyway, she's going to be at the Jean Cocteau at 6:20 tonight. What an interesting time. And 8:30 on Saturday. You got to pay to get in. Apparently, there's going to be levitation. Did you see any of that when you were there?
No.
Did you see an orangutan?
Why no?
Because apparently this has something to do with Edgar Allan Poe's The Murders in the Rue Morgue. So you're supposed to wear a costume. She's going to do levitation. And she's involved with other stuff. So spirits, ghosts, spooks, hobgoblins, everything you would possibly want this weekend. And let's plug one more time the 20th annual art auction.
Yay.
Because you had Jay from Jay and the Hooligans.
Yes.
And that's tomorrow night at the Convention Center, 5 p.m. And it benefits Acequia Madre, a really cool elementary school known for its arts focus. Since it's at 5 p.m., I might actually show up for a little bit in costume before I go out and do hijinks.
At the Starlight Lounge tomorrow night, piano bar with Ron Newman, and that is on Rodeo Road. And then on November 7th, the Jazzbeans.
Oh boy, I like them.
Oh, that's a week from today. We can read that next week.
Oh, I hear the outro music. I gotta
know.
Go.
Gosh, we didn't get everything done.
We didn't do the kitty.
We didn't do the kitty because I don't think I got a kitty.
Wait. Thanks for having me on. Happy Halloween.
It's always great to have you on. Are you kidding me?
I'm gonna come back for, what'd you say, Christmas?
You can come back whenever you want.
All right. I'll pop up here one Saturday morning in November. Friday morning.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
I know that.
Robert Knott
that's
is with
me.
Us. We love having him here.
Oh, thank
we
you.
We miss him when he's not here.
Well, that's
we
nice
miss
to hear.
Rob DeWalt, too. I thought he was going to come by today, but I might have gotten it wrong. I think he'll be here next week. Anyway.
It's a good thing I showed up.
It's a good thing you showed up.
You would have had to play both voices.
Yeah, I would have had to do the Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night. On KSFR, what a wonderful sight. You have a beautiful weekend. Stay safe. If it's Halloween, stay safe out there, okay?
Yes, everybody stay safe. You've been listening to the Sanford Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. Streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to .foil Computer Service. You can also go to just radiocafe.org. That gets you the same place.
Do I look hungover this morning?
I don't see a hook on the top of your head from the hanging.
Funny girl.
What else are we doing? Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news, by KSFR's superbly fabulous news team. And Dave Marish had a little injury, so he's going to be working from home for a while. Big hugs out to Dave Marish, member of our fabulous news team. And after that jazz, we're going to go now. Bye, Robert. Not bye, everybody. Hasta la vista. Ciao.